ideally, I think there is a huge degree of separation, and this is also why I never do interviews and don't want to be like an author figure, and I never read from my books, because this idea of hearing the author's voice expressing the author's words is just like completely alienating to me, because my physical voice has nothing to do with my black and white writing, you know. So I very much see text as material somehow. I use, you know, from word, it's as you say, kind of from, it's like a from word to word kind of molding that makes the tension and makes this urgency kind of bleed through. Yeah, so I try to keep it strictly separate. But there's also, as an artist working with art and writing every day, there's of course an impossibility of separating it totally, because your state of mind and your general, I don't know, your general state, it colors and affects your work somehow. So at some level, even though if you kind of conceptualize yourself away from your work, you're always kind of involved in it also emotionally, I would say. And my whole mode of production is, you know, when it boils down to it, almost like an existential battling. It's almost like this Beckett, like, I can't go on, I will go on. I mean, that's sort of the driving force, you know. I decide every day that I'm going to quit, but every day I decide to go on, you know. So that's... So that also, you know, it rubs off somehow on your work. But me as a person in relation to the work is completely uninteresting for me. Mm-hmm. That's also the reason why I chose to publish the first book under a pseudonym, because I really wanted the books just to be books and have like a clear... I just wanted to be invisible, you know.
Have a clean cut from the rest of your work.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. I didn't want anything to do with the books after I had published them. I just wanted them to... Because, I mean, all the books are very different from me. So when I, like, show up, I can't really do the books justice. I mean, they have a different mode of working, which is good enough for itself. And I feel that if I'm like interfering and explaining and theorizing or, you know, whatever, I feel that I really fuck up what I've been working on, you know. So very often, if I'm gonna add stuff to what I've already written, I think I just pull it down instead of making it better.